Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Fresh Atlantic salmon portions, 7-ounce farm-raised, including marinated portions, just $5.99 each. Delicious Hass avocados or mangoes, 4 for $5, or just $1.25 each. This week's digital deal is the delicious Sumo Citrus, $2.47 per pound, limit 4 pounds. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Oh my God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Dallas at 97.3.
Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, Thursday. Hello, almost Friday. How are you doing? Hi, Vinny. You look handsome today.
Wow, thank you.
You're welcome.
That's very nice of you to say.
Well, I mean, I looked over at you and went, whoa, well, lucky me.
I'm on a
trapped
roll.
Trapped in a room for the next 5 hours with you.
Look at 707. I love all of you. You're on fire today.
But we've only just begun.
That was 20 hours ago. But
oh,
still.
Oh, fantastic. I felt like yesterday's show was great. Like, I mean, like, you know, I don't always feel it. Sometimes you leave and you go, oh, I shouldn't have said that. Yesterday, I can't even think of anything specific from the show. I just know I laughed my ass off all morning long. And I just really enjoyed yesterday. I thought it was super fun.
Me too.
And, yeah. Thanks,
one of
Maddie.
The things, 510 says, yeah, spare underwear in case of an accident. What in the is going to happen to you?
Well, and if you've been in some kind of an accident, I think, do you think they mean crackle accident?
Yes. Okay. No, they don't mean like a car accident. They mean I pooped myself or peed myself.
I used to carry a whole spare set in my car because of an incident I had once when I was coming home from a friend's house and I was wearing cargo shorts. And I lived in this big condo building. It was Saturday, and they do a lot of tours. So I'm driving in, and that before I even get in the garage,
what do you mean they're doing tours? Like people are coming in,
yeah,
to
come
see...
and look stuff.
Oh, okay.
And
like
I had to go really, really, really bad, and didn't make it.
Oh,
what does "didn't make it" mean?
Everything just came
you
came out.
You pooped yourself, 100%.
I pooped myself.
You pooped your own pants
in your own car.
In my car.
How old were you? Like 7?
This is right after I moved to San Francisco.
You know, I'm going to tell you something. I've heard this story. I forget the details, but as soon as you said cargo pants, cargo shorts.
So
I
went, I'm sitting in my car in my poo-poo pants.
Oh, no.
Realizing I've got to get from my car to the lobby to the elevator up. So I search my car. I find an old T-shirt to kind of wipe what I can up. But
it's
a mess.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
So I get out of the garage, and I see there's some people in the lobby, and I kind of hide behind a trash can for a second and rush through the lobby.
You're hiding behind a trash can in your poo-poo pants.
Yeah. I threw the T-shirt in the trash.
Oh, God.
Made it to the garage. Made it to the lobby without seeing anybody. Got on the elevator. And then there was one person that came on the elevator one floor before me. And I stood in the corner, just hoped they wouldn't notice.
And then you got off at the next floor?
I got off my floor And it was like the Hallelujah Singers came out, like, just, like, I made it. I made it home and everything. But I made the mistake of telling that story on the air. And for the next 5 years, anytime we do an event, somebody would bring me a car kit of, like, toilet paper, wet ones, all that stuff.
That is hilarious.
Yeah.
So you...
Well, you'd gone past the need for toilet paper by pooping your own pants.
You needed a pack of wet wipes, buddy.
Yeah, this was really...
It was bad. It
was some plastic bags. Yeah, no, I mean... containers.
There were some pretty pretty
elaborate sets. How was your car? I mean, was that very
destroyed? Oh, that was a whole other story. I mean, that's just... Yeah, just because, honestly, cleaning up.
Yeah, okay.
But I mean...
Does the smell ever go away?
It was like cans of chili. I mean, it was everywhere.
Oh, God. Please, God, why did you say that? I can never eat chili again. Oh, my God. You've had some poop disasters in your life. You had one at my house.
Yeah.
Oh.
They all involved drinking.
Yeah, well.
Surprising.
You weren't drinking at that point on the car.
No, but I did the night before. And, you know, that's why I'd stayed in Marin at our friend Russ from the Bachelorette's house.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We were friends with him for a while.
And
hey, Russ. How you doing? Was it Russ or was it Ross?
Russ. Russ.
Just a local guy who was on The Bachelorette, and he was, like, super fun and was just, you know, hanging out, trying to keep his 15 minutes going, I guess.
Oh.
Yeah.
But Maddie, clearly, I did not realize that Maddie had partied. Maybe you did say that part of the story.
Well, the other part of the story is pretty...
It's right. It overshadows a lot of the other details in the story. That's too bad. You know, it sucks to lose control of your bladder, your bowels. Really sucks to lose control as an adult. When you're a kid, people just go, oh, it's a kid. Oh, well, they don't know. They don't know how to work
Others
it.
Are responsible for cleaning you up and getting you.
Exactly. You can just stand there and be like, oh, help me, mommy. Yeah. Mommy. But when you're, you know, you must have been 30 at that point.
I was, 30.
Fully grown man.
Yeah. Oof. So, sorry to start the morning off.
No, that's, you brought frankly, it up, so. I honestly am overjoyed that we're starting that way because that brings back so many memories.
I have for you today.
Oh, what
and we may
have?
Just post this because I don't necessarily know that it might be a story too. The go bag items you're supposed to have ready in case of a wildfire or an earthquake or whatever. Right. I have that list. So,
oh, definitely. Let's
I
post
can either
that.
Mention it, but we certainly should post it.
And, are you reminded of that because of the toilet emergency
about the
car
go bag,
kit?
Yes.
So, because that sound would, I don't know about having toilet paper in your fire, earthquake, disaster go kit, but if you're a person who's prone to pooping themselves in their car, I mean, there would be a whole other list of items.
Let me just tell you something.
Plastic pants.
And this isn't going to get graphic as the chili cans of chili everywhere. That's
chili's
oh my
ruined.
God.
That's it. That is it for chili. The day that chili died. Thank God. Please. Please stop.
I have a roll of toilet paper in my car as we speak.
Do you?
Just a roll. It's never been used yet. It's just there.
Just in case.
Because something happened on my drive home one of the times. This was not this year. Didn't happen like, you know, anytime recently. But I'm just saying,
no,
I was because, you know, sometimes my schedule gets changed. Now that I have, there were things before I had kids that were untouchable.
Like what?
Just the time I go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
Who gets to talk to me at what time of the evening? When my dinner's got to be like these. Yes. I just had a very rigid life. And no one was crossing these boundaries. They're set. This is. And the kids just have ruined every one of those.
Yes.
So my routines have changed, and I have found myself more than once out on the road headed home going, I want to surf, but I have to go to the bathroom.
Oh.
If you know what I mean.
I do.
And I'm never doing that in public, and I certainly don't
Can't
have
any. Can't
you
stop at a gas station or something?
Well, I could, but I don't ever want to go there either.
Mm.
So I have come, and there was this one time I'm driving down the coast home. I've got a board. I've got gear.
Yep.
I also have to poop, and I am I'm looking out at the ocean, and it's glorious.
Mm.
And I'm thinking, I'm going to drive away from this because I have to go to the bathroom. This is so dumb.
It's sad.
I could go get so much exercise and have so much. So I went to one of those, like, along the way, there's certain beach locations that have bathrooms.
Yeah.
And I was able to go without sitting down, if you know what I mean.
It just whiz?
No, I went number two, but I just didn't. I hovered.
Oh, okay. Sure.
I mean, you're a lady.
Absolutely, but I do that for, you know, when I whiz.
Right. Like, but this was an emergency.
I thought you were saying you didn't have to sit because you were just.
No.
I thought.
And I also thought that there would be no mess, which was wrong.
Oh.
I pulled a, you know what I mean? Like
you were trying to minimize wiping necessity.
The cleaning.
I see.
I still needed
I get some of this other stuff out the way?
I just tried to pull apart and hope that it just fell out.
Wow, this is really.
Anyway,
So far, I'm going to just weigh in here. So far today is maybe more favorite than yesterday.
I'm just saying that after that day, I went, I'm going to start carrying a roll just because that was the.
Was there no toilet paper in there?
No, there was. I'm just saying I didn't want to touch anything. I didn't want to. I wanted my own stuff.
Mm-hmm,
and I have since put a roll
God,
in the
car.
God,
that sounds crippling. It's just, you know.
Well, it is. Mm. You're right. I was thinking to myself, I'm going to drive all the way back to town, which would have been a 30-minute drive the rest of the way to my house.
Well, bravo for not doing
bathroom,
that. And actually.
And then 30 minutes back.
Yeah.
I would have already finished my surf, could have, you know, been halfway
so
through.
So much more driving.
Anyway, I'm just saying, yeah, carrying a toilet paper doesn't necessarily mean you poop yourself.
Can't you just do it in the ocean?
Never.
You have a wetsuit on.
Nope.
Now you've got poop in there with you.
You can't.
Because it doesn't go.
No.
Where's it going to go down your leg?
That's not happening.
Is that what happens? You just like squeeze it down your leg. You have to work it down to get it out the bottom.
Oh my God.
Because I mean, you don't want to leave it there.
That's the girl on the show, everyone, right there.
I'm just trying to, you know, I would like to know what the mechanics of getting that out of there are.
There's not anyone that does that.
Mm. Are you sure about that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what? You're a germophobic dude.
Mm-hmm.
So already a lot of normal dude behavior is off the table for you.
Yep.
I guarantee you that there are dudes who've had to work that thing down a leg for sure.
I guarantee
100.
You not.
Oh my God.
I don't want to know. And don't do miss. Not write in and say, I did.
No, please do. 800-400-3697. No.
There's a lot of texts from people love this morning.
Sure. I bet they do.
I bet they do.
Is it a lot of people from like the Chili Association were super mad about how today was the day that Chili ended?
Chili? It's not even 6 a.m. Barf is what the texters are.
Yeah. It's gross. But.
Can of chili. Oh, my God. I damn near woke my wife in the other room. I laugh so loud. Jonathan from Santa Rosa listening on Odyssey.
Hey, Jonathan.
Anyway.
Well, we're off to the races.
Don't be so dramatic, Vinny. Stuff happens, literally.
Man, I feel like today we got two buns in the oven.
What do you mean?
You tell me.
Carrying that joke over.
Well, I liked it. I used it like 5 times yesterday.
Oh, the Mad Genius made a funny little meme about you yesterday.
Hey, Edwin.
Yeah, I'll put it up on the Facebook page.
What did he say?
No, he just made a meme of you putting a bun in the oven.
Oh, whoa.
Oh, well, let's post that.
Yeah, post that right up there. Yeah, why wouldn't I put a bun in the oven? Yeah,
it's going up there.
Mm.
We're pregnant?
What does that mean? I don't know what you're talking about.
She meant, you know. When the story's...
I don't have a pony in this race. I don't have a bun in the oven. Yeah, I don't know.
Anyway...
Maybe we should let that one go because it'd probably be hard to recapture and we definitely can't explain it. So anyway, you look really handsome today.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. I do appreciate that. Yeah.
I don't know how we went from Vinny looks handsome today to Chili is ruined, but we did somehow get there and I'm proud of us.
I don't know how he did that either.
I know. How did, yeah, what? Oh! No, because you actually mentioned.
No, we were reading texts from yesterday and one of the texts came up about spare underwear.
Spare underwear. You did it,
We did it. It got figured out. God, I love hearing the origin story on some of these things that get away from us. It's actually fun. Trace our steps back.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with spare underwear. I should.
No, we shouldn't have been so judgmental about that.
The need for it makes me a little nervous. Like, yikes, what's happening to you? And maybe we should, you know, check with your diet and other things that are going on. But. You know, spare underwear.
I was telling my husband yesterday. We had a
John?
Great... Yeah, so yesterday was... my son Riley's leaving today. He'll be on a plane before I'm done with work.
Oh.
So we had a big dinner last night with the four of us and just, you know, we're just telling...
Oh, Sean's staying though, but...
Sean's staying for a little bit longer and his special friend is coming in on Friday and so they're going to... They'll be around for another week.
Special friend?
His boyfriend. So he is staying, but Riley's going. So we wanted to have a... a nice dinner, all just the four of us together. And it was, and so we were just talking and laughing and just, you know, it's a family. It's, we have all our little inside jokes, yes, and blah, blah, blah. But one of the things that I added to the pot last night was, the feathers on the rear end of an Australian Shepherd. Mm. We had a nice, we had a really long talk about how problematic they can be and just, you know, how getting a dog is just almost always the best idea you've ever had and stuff like that. You know, it was just super fun. So we, you know, you got talked about at the dinner table last night.
Oh, that's,
you know,
nice.
Lovingly. Like, I, you know, I actually was like, I feel kind of bad for him.
Did you tell those boys that thanks to your buddy Vin,
yeah,
you're flying first class home?
Oh, no, I told them that you had asked multiple times, but that, you know, they know me.
Yeah, they know you.
And they didn't, so they didn't
get
to go first class.
You can totally do that for them, no problem.
No, no, no.
Wow. Yeah. Harsh.
My parents weren't flying me around first class anywhere. Although I will say, I read a story today, and I'm hoping I'll get to it, we'll see, about Maria Shriver and how she was raised and what she required of her own children as they were growing up. And it's, at first I was like, what? But then
she's a Kennedy, right?
She is. She's Eunice Kennedy's daughter.
Okay.
And she, so she's like she's a niece of like JFK.
Okay.
I believe. So she had this whole thing where if she walked into a room, her kids had to stand up. And if her kids had friends over, they also had to stand up. It was there apparently in the Kennedy family. I don't know.
Well, they do think themselves royalty, don't they?
They do. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And wow. So,
you know what's weird though is I wouldn't have thought they took it to that extent. But okay.
Here's the thing. So I'm like, this is just what? And who would admit that? It's a respect thing for your elders. And she, when someone older than her would walk into a room, she would stand. Like she grew up with, you know, somebody walks into the room, you're not just staring at your phone or watching what's on TV. You acknowledge the person. They, you know, this person is here. I am here. I stand up and give respect. Good morning, mother, father, brother, uncle, whatever it is. And just like an acknowledgement. And there's a lot more to this story, but it was really, started reading it and went, well, it's a lot. That would be a big commitment. Like, I think when I was a kid, everybody was Mr. or Mrs. There was no calling my neighbors by their, and I remember trying to, I just would always think that that would be the way. And then, of course, all my friends are like, please don't call me Mr. Gillis. Call me Pat. Like, so that just fell off the table. And and it's sort of sad that fell away because I actually do think that respect should be shown to adults by children. I think it teaches them about respect and about knowing their place in the world and how you earn respect. And it was a really interesting turnaround for me because I was like, what are you, royalty? And then I thought, oh, interesting.
We've absolutely seen a shift from the kids being the back seat to the front seat. Mm-hmm. And the parents are back there now just coddling whole way.
What do you need? You want to stop? Would you pull into this McDonald's?
What happened to us as a country?
I don't know.
It has absolutely flipped. You're right. There's no question.
I know. It was, so maybe I'll get to it. And there's more in that story, but I just thought that is so interesting. And on that note, why don't we start the show? KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice, Morning Show. Debating. I guess I'll play a song. Here we go. I'll play this and we'll be right back.
Oh, oh yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.